Dominic Della Sala is the chief scientist and president of the Geos Institute, based in Ashland, Oregon. He's editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. Today on SPLAB Presents, he talks about how forests in our region are the key to a sustainable economy. You are lobbying for a salmon/carbon and restoration economy. And I understand you're going to be lobbying the Obama administration. Why don't you tell us what your vision is?
We need a different economy in this region. It is not sustainable. It's built on unsustainable growth and drawing down the biological capital. It's mainly an extraction-oriented economy, and those tend to be boom and bust cycles, and nobody wins in that situation. But if you start to look at the climate chaos that we're headed for, we're going to need water, we're going to need clean air, and we're going to need food and medicinals. And the more we treat these rainforests by cutting them down for a single-purpose extraction industry, the less likely that those forests are going to be able to sustain those needs. And so I think what we're talking about is a new bioregional economy that's based on highest and best use of those forests, which is to protect their carbon stores, because those huge trees are soaking up a lot of that carbon dioxide we've been talking about and helping to cleanse our atmosphere. Those intact roadless watersheds are purifying our drinking water. When we punch roads into those areas, when we log them, we throw sediment into the streams, and that pollutes our water supply. And if you live in a climate that's going to see more droughts, then water is going to become even more important. And so we've got to do a better job of managing water, particularly as the climate shifts. And then, you know, salmon is just what drives a lot of the culture and the economy of the Cascadia region. And if we're going to save salmon and save ourselves and be part of that food web that salmon are giving to us, then we need to do a better job of managing our rainforests.
Well, I'd like to get a sense of how those, you know, you talk about restoration, obviously people going into the woods and replanting trees and what have you, or taking out roads or that kind of thing. That's very clear to me. And I also understand, in looking at today's New York Times, annual military spending has risen more than 70% in inflation-adjusted terms since 2001. So there's an annual $700 billion Pentagon budget. Certainly you could take 10% of that and dedicate that to restoration. So the money is there. It's clearly a question of priorities. But can you also give us a sense of what kind of jobs you envision being created in the salmon/carbon and restoration economy?
Let's examine the national forest system. There are about 400,000 miles of roads crisscrossing our nation's forests. That's enough to circumnavigate the globe over 17 times. Those roads come with an ecological footprint. There are impacts with them. I mentioned the sediment that runs into streams and pollutes the spawning beds for salmon. So if you kind of drill down further into that and take, for instance, the Tongass rainforest in southeast Alaska, lots of roads up there too. And those roads are polluting salmon streams. So we could do a number of things. First of all, the Tongass rainforest, the Tongass National Forest, is a money-losing national forest. The timber that is sold on that forest is sold at what's called below cost. That means the taxpayers are fronting the bill so that the Forest Service can essentially give away those trees at below what their value is. And so instead of subsidizing the destruction of the rainforest, why not subsidize the reconstruction of what's been degraded? And so what that would mean is getting rid of some of those roads, taking out the roads, repairing failing culverts, repairing failing roads, and that means putting people to work in a way that is benefiting the forest rather than taking down those trees. And, you know, there's still a need for doing some thinning in the overdense second growth forest that could provide some wood products, but certainly those wood products don't have to come from the old growth rainforests, which are doing a heck of a lot more work in terms of the ecological services that they're giving us than the plantations that are replacing them.
That was Dominic Della Sala, wildlife biologist and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. SPLAB Presents is produced for KBCS in association with the Spoken Word Lab in Columbia City. To hear the whole interview with Dr. Della Sala or find out about literary arts events, go to splab.org and click the heading titled Listen. For SPLAB Presents, I'm Paul Nelson.